Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Yes, literally. Pause the show, hit the like button, find the subscribe. You can find those subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. On this show, curiosity meets gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about Todd. Yeah, Todd. Todd is this guy I used to work with back when we were in the Army, and boy, I'd love to interview him. Man, that guy's got stories for days, and he always had a good one-liner. This is a short episode, not because Todd is a short person, and not because he doesn't have a whole lot that he said that I can't share. He has a lot of those things, but it's just one of those days where I'm not all the way put together. I didn't get enough sleep last night, so producing an episode's a little more of a challenge today, but I want to keep it up. I do like talking to you folks, and I do like this story about Todd. So the scenario is this. We're in Iraq. We successfully invaded that country. We went up from Kuwait into Iraq, and we found ourselves going west of the Tigris-Euphrates, and there's a highway up that direction. You know, we kept going north. And ended up in an area called, that was affectionately named LSA Dogwood, right? LSA Dogwood. So LSA is a logistics support area. So this was a location that was set up so that way they can move containers around and give people driving trucks an opportunity to crash for the night and those sorts of things. So it was a logistical support area. And again, when you're doing an invasion plan, you have to come up with names that don't exactly associate with normal names around a place. So they used Dogwood, and there was a whole bunch of different themes for the names when we first invaded Iraq. It was kind of interesting. And then those names changed and evolved over time. You know, I thought it was interesting that you had a Camp Victory and a Victory Base, right? Now, one of those was, and they were both named Victory because the unit that was in charge of that overall strategy was known as 5th Corps, and V5 in Roman numerals is the letter V, so they used V for Victory Base and V for, you know, Camp Victory. One was in Kuwait, one was in Iraq. I don't know. I think it was a marketing stunt to make sure people knew who got there first. And regardless of that, we're in LSA Dogwood, not a very exciting place. There's a couple stories that happened here. And one day we were realizing, because just after the invasion, there wasn't the whole logistics thing. This is pre-Amazon Prime. And if you were thinking that the military even used Amazon Prime, you would be grossly mistaken. Getting things was extraordinarily difficult, especially during those first few months into the war. And, you know, we didn't have a whole lot. And it started getting sunny a lot. You know, we showed up there in March. March, the weather's pretty warm, but it definitely gets warm by the time you get to April, May, and June. So we must have been in May or June time frame, because I remember it took us a long time to get up to LSA Dogwood, a couple of weeks at least, and at least it felt that way. And so we get up to LSA Dogwood, and we're there, and somebody's noticing that they're starting to get sunburn, and so, you know, we have our morning meetings and our evening meetings at shift change, and somebody says, hey, you need to watch out for sunburn. Somebody says, well, how am I supposed to watch out for sunburn if you don't provide me with sunscreen? And Todd just, I mean, like deadpan face, looks him in the eye and says, well, one way to avoid sunburn is just stay in your sleeping bag. And he was dead serious. He gave that dead serious look, like, you know, quit whining, kid, you're at war, you know, and, I don't think that went over well. Now, we didn't actually have anybody try staying in their sleeping bag, because remember, the temperatures were cruising up north of 100 easily during the day at that time. And so it wasn't just the sun that was dealing with us, but it was also the heat. There were a lot of parts of that deployment that were just really climatizing to the environment and being away and being around the same people all the time. I remember that as we were driving north as part of the invasion, we stopped for 2 or 3 days at some just random spot in the desert. And, you know, we're eating MREs and wearing the same clothes we've worn for the last several weeks because we had to wear our chemical clothing. And one guy got to the point where somebody else had promised him. He swears that the other guy promised him the Skittles if he got Skittles in the MRE meal. And that the other guy that, you know, he thought promised him, got Skittles, and he said, hey, those are mine. And the conversation was not remembered, but fists were quickly, you know, used to help people jog their memory. So I've seen grown men fight over Skittles, right? And I can tell you what it's like to wear the same pair of clothes for a month. And I can tell you that you meet some characters in life, whether you want to or not. So as I'm sleepy and tired and probably shouldn't even be recording an episode, I figured I'd remind you or tell you about Todd. I don't want to share his last name because I don't know where he's at, what circle he's in, and whether or not people might be listening. But Todd deadpan looked at folks and said, hey, if you want to avoid sunscreen, just wear your sleeping bag all day. It would have made you totally combat effective, ineffective, but it was a great one-liner. He delivered it so well. And it's been, we're getting 15 plus years since that happened. And I still remember those moments. There's a lot of moments I remember. Maybe you guys would like to hear more of them. You know, and if you would, why don't you leave a comment for me? You can reach out to me on Twitter. You can leave a comment below, wherever you happen to find this. But if you'd like to hear more of those stories about what it was like to go across the border from Kuwait into Iraq and deal with those things, I'm wondering if that's worth sharing with you guys. There's a lot in the world to be grateful for, and sometimes it happens when you don't have things, when you don't have sunscreen available to you, when you don't even have lettuce. Yes, there's a story about lettuce. But I'll look for a comment to see if anybody wants me to tell the story about lettuce later. In the meantime, if you're one of those places that's sunny and you'd like to avoid sunburn, feel free to wear your sleeping bag. Let's wrap up this episode. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know, and I'll let you decide who that is. If you're just joining us for this episode because the title was amazing and awesome and cool, thanks for joining. If you want to stick around for the long haul, those subscribe links are still there at parkingthought.com. But act quickly because you might not remember to go over there. Click those subscribe links. You can also just Google us on your Podbean app or your Spotify app or the YouTube app, any one of those things. And if you're on the YouTube app, hit that bell, right? That bell will notify you when a new episode is posted. So if you want to stick around for the long haul, that's a good way to engage us. There's also a new project out there called lbry.tv. I'm having fun with that. Also looking at, but haven't quite cracked the code on publishing to Vimeo for those of you guys that are in that space. We'll get that figured out next week, but it's on the radar. And at the end of every episode, because there's a great big world out there with lots of wonderful things. I like to say that remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?